Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about what you should know about Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Josephine Tate, Mississippi State University Extension Service County Coordinator. Josephine, the study of Alzheimer's disease and dementia is constantly continuing as we try to find a cure. First, tell me, what is Alzheimer's disease?
Well, Amy, Alzheimer's disease is a type of dementia that causes problems with memory, thinking, and behavior.
Okay, so what is the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? I know a lot of us don't really know what the difference may be.
Dementia really is a general term for a decline in mental ability severe enough to interfere with your daily life. Now, memory loss is an example of that, but Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, and it really accounts for about 50 to 80% of all dementia cases.
So, is Alzheimer's a normal part of aging?
You know, Alzheimer's is not a normal part of aging. Although the greatest known risk factor for Alzheimer's is increasing age, and the majority of people with Alzheimer's is 65 years and older, but it's not just a disease of old age. Up to 5% of the people with this disease have early onset Alzheimer's, which often appears in someone between the ages of 40 and 50.
So what are some symptoms of Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's and dementia mimics other diseases, but according to the Alzheimer's Association, there are 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, and those are memory loss that disrupts your daily life, challenges in planning or solving problems, as well as difficulty completing familiar tasks. Also, persons with Alzheimer's tends to be confused with time or place, as well as trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships. New problems with words and speaking or writing also is a symptom. Misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace your steps. Decrease or poor judgment. Withdrawal from work or social activities. And lastly, changes in mood and personality. All of these are, according to the Alzheimer's Association, are symptoms and warning signs of Alzheimer's disease.
So how does Alzheimer's disease progress?
Alzheimer's worsens over time. It is a progressive disease where dementia symptoms gradually worsens over a number of years. Symptoms usually develop slowly and get worse over time, becoming severe enough to interfere with a person's daily tasks. In its early stages, memory loss is mild, but with the late-stage Alzheimer's, individuals lose the ability to carry on a conversation and respond to their environment. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. Those with Alzheimer's live an average of 8 years after their symptoms become known or noticeable and first diagnosed, but survival can range from 4 to 20 years, and that is dependent upon the age when the person was first diagnosed as well as other health conditions.
And how important is it to be proactive once Alzheimer's disease is diagnosed?
That is very important, Amy. It's very important to be proactive because Alzheimer's has no current cure, but treatments for symptoms are available as well as research is continuing. Although current treatments cannot stop Alzheimer's from progressing, they can temporarily slow the worsening of dementia symptoms and improve the quality of life for those with Alzheimer's as well as for their caregivers. Today, there's a worldwide effort underway to find better ways to treat the disease to delay its onset as well as to prevent it from developing.
And it's really important that we understand that research is continuing. There is hope for us if we have a loved one who has the beginning signs of it. So that, you know, if you have a loved one that may be recently diagnosed, you know, not all is lost. So what can we do if we want to learn more?
I would say that in closing, if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or a related dementia, you're not alone. The Alzheimer's Association is the trusted resource for reliable information, education, referrals, and support to millions of people affected by this disease. You can call the 24/7 helpline, which is 800-272-3900. Or you can locate a chapter in your community or use the virtual library for the Alzheimer's Association.
Today we've been speaking with Josephine Tate, Extension Service County Coordinator. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.